what I need. But you say he just a
the Wake Up Zone at 8:49 on 104.5 The Zone, powered by the Tennessee Lottery. If you're looking for a way to put a little play in your day, play Lotto America, the $1 game with jackpots rich enough to make you rich enough. They have drawings Wednesday and Saturday. Stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Play today. It's time now for us to play Take Three.
Now, the Wake Up Zone breaks down the issues from across the world of sports. This is Take Three.
All righty. Here we go. Take Three. I throw out the questions, these guys give the answers.
Man.
We'll start with a couple NBA questions. Was last night the final home game for Kyrie Irving in Boston, where he's had a long and storied run atop the parquet?
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say this thing's over in five.
Yeah.
I just don't see it. The way they have manhandled the Celtics in the second halves. The Celtics will lead again at halftime in Milwaukee, and the Bucks will wipe them out in the second half.
What do you got? Yes or no?
Ooh, man. Mark has no faith in his team. That is your team.
I'm a realist.
Oh, okay. All right.
I want them to win, but I just don't think they will.
You asked about Kyrie if that was his last game there. If they win the next one, they do come back.
Right.
Home.
That means they have to win game five.
I think they will. I think they'll be back, and then he will give them a for real sayonara and be on edge.
When Milwaukee wins again in game six.
Yeah, at home.
Gotcha.
Bye, Kyrie.
Right.
Yeah, so I think they're going to win, and they'll be back for another one.
Okay. What do you have, Mr. Schaefer?
Yeah, I think they'll win, come back, and then Kyrie will really eat it in game six. So that'll be the last hurrah, Kyrie in Boston. It goes terribly wrong.
Yeah.
I say yes, it was the final home game for Kyrie. I think the Bucks finished it off in five games.
All right.
All right. A bonus.
He's gotten the omelet hat trick, though. I mean, he's laid three eggs in this series. Good grief.
Okay, you may get a little creative with this one. This is kind of part two of our NBA part of this take three. What do the markings on the sides of the Rockets uniform represent?
Ooh.
I think I may have heard this before, but I was reminded of this the other day. Look at what they're showing right now. They see the little dark-colored red markings on the side of their uniforms. What do those represent?
And Hakeem Olajuwon, we trust.
Tribute to Yao Ming.
It is the fire of a rocket.
That's fairly close. They represent the markings on the side of the Saturn V rocket, which took man to the moon, if you believe in that.
Oh, story. Wow. Uh-oh. That must be pretty smart. Yeah, that's how you do it. So. Learn something new every day.
You think Spot Capella knows that?
I don't know.
No. Do you think that's his nickname, Spot?
Maybe. Take number two. That was kind of a two-part take one. Will you watch the XFL, or is it just another league? It's going to come and go.
I will by accident. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I'm going to plan my day around it.
Are we talking about 2 years from now, or a year from now?
Yeah, 2020. Will you watch the XFL?
Well, by then I would have won the lotto.
I got to watch it, at least initially in the beginning, just to see what's going on.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Whether I stay on, that'll be the question.
I'm going to watch Tyler Bray lead one of those teams to victory.
Maybe Nathan Peterman could do that.
Yeah. Oh, Nathan Peterman.
Christian Hackenberg will finally have a starting game.
We can name a lot of third-stringer NFL rejects.
Yep.
Daniel Jones. Oh, wait, sorry.
They made it a third string, man. That's pretty good, man.
Man, if Daniel Jones is playing in the XFL next year, that's big trouble.
Daniel Jones versus Drew Locke in the championship game.
Hey, Tommy Maddox took the most of the XFL. You got to give the guy credit for that.
Got him back to the because he. Oh, of course, he went back to the Steelers.
Well, but he ended up being a starter for a couple of years. So yeah,
didn't beat the Titans though.
No, he didn't.
All right, take number three.
He met Keith Bullock.
Yes, well, he's not the first to fall at the feet of Keith Bullock.
The original KB. Take number three. Will the DQ and the Derby give you any reservation about picking maximum security in a future horse race?
No, the fact that...
I'd say absolutely not, because he was the best horse, even if he did get a little wide in the turn. A lot wide.
Just a bit outside.
It depends on his health.
Yeah. I think he's healthy.
Oh, why isn't he running? They just...
I don't know.
Meanwhile,
I'm such a great
Gary West is going to federal court to try to
maximum security.
To try to turn this,
Breaking news: the appeal was denied.
Yeah,
they didn't even hear the appeal.
But now he's hinting federal court.
That's
and nobody thinks he has a chance. But you never know.
Good for him.
All right. As part of my day off yesterday, I made a little road trip.
Ooh. Ah,
I went to the Natty for red.
I knew you were going to Cincinnati.
So. When the game started, it was time for the game to start. The Reds players took the field, and then I look at the umpiring crew down by first base with Joey Votto, and they're looking up at the foul screen. It turns out there's a swarm of bees everywhere over up on the foul screen and near the Giants dugout. And over kind of close to where the camera well was, they cleared out the people down those lower stands, and they finally got them all cleaned up. Apparently, there were a couple beekeepers in attendance that came and did the job.
That had their unis.
Right. So... it kind of made me think that if there was a baseball game delay bingo card, I would have like every space covered because I think I've seen them all now. But which of these delays have I not seen in a Major League Baseball game?
That'd be good.
A B delay. B, a snow delay. C, a rain delay, the first ever in Petco Park history. Or D, a power outage.
C's very specific.
Yeah, C almost has to be correct, doesn't it?
I'm going to say snow.
Okay. What do you got? B delay, snow delay, a rain delay in San Diego, or a power outage?
Rain delay.
The rain delay in San Diego?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to go power outage.
I was there for a rain delay.
Power outage is correct.
Oh my!
I saw a snow.
You had a cheat sheet, man.
Kevin, did I see your sheet today?
No, you guys talked. I didn't talk either.
I did this about a half hour ago.
Well, how do we know?
The B delay was yesterday. The snow delay was on opening day, 1985, at a big Reds Expos contest.
Oh my gosh!
Good grief! It was cold that day.
Wow.
Were you dressed appropriately?
No. My uncle was like, "Oh, it's going to be 50 degrees or so."
God.
You show up in windbreakers. It's like wind chill of 22 or something.
So how long did you last?
We lasted until we made it through the eighth inning, and we're like, "We gotta go." The snow delay was in the fourth. The first rain delay in Petco Park history. Amy and I sat through that in 2008.
Hmm.
It never rains in San Diego except when we were there and then it poured. But have not sat through a power outage in a major league game, at least not that I can remember. That doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
So you've never had a natural Wonder Boy incident then in terms of the power outage?
No, and that might be for a future take through because that's the stupidest thing ever.
Really was.
He hit the ball. It hit one light and it blew out the whole stadium. I mean, come on.
It's a cheap stadium. It's the Federal League. What do you want? It's wiring in the 1930s or 40s.
Well, but in
or
the book, he just took the bribe.
Yeah, I don't want you to take the bribe in the movie. That would've
been... Mark, spoiler alert, what?
Yeah. The movie's, 40 years old?
Right. Only 30. Eyes don't start playing at your
age. Robert Redford at the ripe old age of 52.
You got to wait one more week.
And Wilford Brimley got fired and had to go work for the firm.
Diabetes.
Diabetes, right. Now he's selling testing strips.